Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio, Network 31.1 Chris FM. Today is Monday. It is the 20th of December. We got five more days to the big day. I want to wish you everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope you guys are spending time with your family and loved ones. And you bring in this new year with a whole bunch of clarity and more and focus than you were able to have this year. I know this year was kind of crazy for me. It wasn't a good year for me from the perspective of keeping and making things happen. I think this COVID thing put a foot in everybody's plans as it did mine, but that's not why you're here. We're going to talk about something tonight, people. We're going to talk about something that is something that I talk about big. It is the business that I have. People, I am an advocate for men. I am an advocate for fathers. More so, I'm an advocate for black men. And I am an advocate for black men, and I'm not going to be here long. I'm going to make this a real short one. And I'm going to make this a short one because when I talk about this topic, I really just want to get straight to the point, cut out all the innuendos, cut out all the little scenarios, cut the joking out, and I just want to put this out in the universe. People, I was just watching a show, ironically, called The Resistance. The Resistance was a show, Adolf Hitler. And The Resistance was a group of people that, as the title carefully illustrated, or resisted. And people, I do assure you that there are no Jewish women out there telling their men, I'm going to take you down in front of the Nazis. I'm sure there aren't. That dark day, or should I say that dark time in their history, is something that is off limits to talk about unless it's probably on a professional forum. It's not used to make a mockery of. Let's just say that. People, I don't know if you understand what happened when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, we struck back Hiroshima. And we struck back to hit Hiroshima with a bomb that actually shook the earth. We struck back with a bomb that the individuals that said when they dropped the bomb out of the plane 5 miles up, 20 miles away, they still felt the shook of the bomb. We didn't bomb Nagasaki until Intel told us that the Japanese were telling their people, Americans have struck us, and we're going to strike back with a vengeance. For that, America said, I don't really think you know what time it is. And for that, they earned the dropping of Nagasaki. Once we dropped the bomb on Nagasaki, they were now saying, we need to make peace with the Americans. I assure you that there aren't any Japanese women telling their men, I'm going to take you down in front of the Americans. Those two dark days and that dark time in their history is reserved and I'm sure is off limits. Of course, definitely not to be made a mockery of. People in the black community, black men are told, take him down in front of the white man. This is, in fact, to make a mockery of slavery. It is done. It is malicious. And I have nothing to say about individuals that think this. I have nothing good to say anyway. It is a perspective and narrative that Atiya LaShawn Bradley said after she beat on me after she put me in a hospital and said, I am not going to go make myself better for the detriment of our family. But if you insist on thinking that I need to better myself, I'm going to take you down in front of the white man. This isn't fair on no scale, but to my mother and women like her, there was nothing wrong with the Tia LaShawn Bradley doing this. As a matter of fact, the unfortunate culture in the black community is taking down in front of the white man. As a black man, you got to see where the problem is. As a black man, you got to see where I have the problem with that. So with all that being said, it put me on a crusade. It put me on a fight for justice. Little did I know that fight will lead me down a road where the biggest culprit are women, black women. Now, if you want an example of what I'm about to say, a couple of years ago, a rapper by the name of Lil Wayne said he doesn't know racism. An officer, a white officer, killed a black man. He was making a speech or making a comment, doing an interview, let's just say. And the person asked him a question about racism. And that's when he replied, I don't know racism like you do. A white man saved my life. Lil Wayne caught a lot of flack for that. You see, we all want to make a mockery of things. We all want to talk and tell our story until somebody tells an independent story that go against the perspective. So what am I saying? Well, I'm glad you asked. I don't know racism from the perspective black man more than I know racism from the perspective of a black woman. I've never had a white man try to destroy me. I never had a white man try to kill me. For a person that is 52 years old and never did anything to anyone, I've never had a vengeance. I never had blatant disregard for my life than from a black woman. And to put more emphasis on what I'm saying to you here tonight, my own mother got mad at me when she heard some of my literature talking about the incidents I went through with Tia LaShawn Bradley. My own mother said, nope, you can't talk about a black woman. Nope. I know I'm your mother, but I don't care if you wanted to kill yourself twice. I don't care if you suffered. I don't care if you was on medication. I know your dad told you be healthy and all that. I don't care about none of that. Where I draw the line in the sand is where I am not your mother is when you talk about a black woman. Not badger, not say slandering things, but people, I spoke the truth. And my mother said, I will have none of that. You will not talk about a black woman. People, for that, I don't speak to my mother today. What am I saying? People, everybody knows that a Bentley will cost you about $300,000. Everybody knows that a Ford don't cost $300,000. But yet, everybody understands a Ford is no competition for a Bentley. We all know this. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows that the term prime means the best. This is why TV shows come on prime time. You want to get your show on a prime time. You want to get your show. You want to get a commercial advertisement. It costs more for that time slot that is known as prime time. It costs more. We all know this. We all know that there aren't any vacation resorts in the North Pole. There aren't any. The reason why there aren't any vacation resorts in the North Pole is because they're all down in the Caribbean states. They're all down in the hot states. Nobody wants to go to the North Pole for vacation. Everybody knows that it is better to go to the Bahamas. Everybody knows that it is better down in the Caribbean. It's better. It's not a question. But what I tell my clients is that it is an absolute shame that me, as a black man, I have to compete with a no-good man. When I was in college, I had a woman of color tell me, thugs have better sex than regular black men. This is what I was told. I had an individual in our introduction, instead of saying hello back, she went and took a picture of my license plate. Why? Because I'm the mean old black man. It is amazing that a black man of my caliber can be checked and give value to by a piece of shit woman that don't have nothing going on for herself. It is amazing. It is absolute amazing. Here's where I have a problem with that, and here's where I do not allow, or should I say, I keep individuals in their place. I am not, nor will I ever. I want to back something up first. I want to say this. Before you would have, I want to be clear about something. 5 years ago, I knew none of this, what I'm telling you here today. You couldn't have got me to utter none of what I'm telling you here tonight. But I want to just help everybody understand just exactly who I am. People, have you ever fought a judge? I have. Have you ever fought a police department? I did that twice. You see, when and if anybody want to question my fight, I can give you references on who I fought. Judge James Triano. Go ask Judge James Triano about me. Christopher Smith. Judge Joseph Isabella. Go ask Judge Joseph Isabella about Christopher Smith. Go ask him. Go ask the Orange Police Department about Christopher Smith. Just go ask him. You see, I got heavyweight fights under my belt. I don't just sit down here and pick on people because I just want to sound like I'm intelligent. I got heavyweights under my belt. Go ask Judge Glenn Grant about Christopher Smith. Go ahead. Go ask him. Call him up. Call the Orange Post Office and say, hey, who is the union rep fighting for us? They'll say Christopher Smith. Go ask individuals about my fight. I have legitimate, valid fights under my belt. I have fights under my belt in court. I have fights under my belt in police precincts. I have those fights. So I want to make sure I say that. If you want to, specifics, I have no problem with giving you specifics. You see, I don't fight individuals because I just like to fight. But I tell people, it's not a good idea to pick a fight with a fighter. I'm a fighter. You see, if I can remind you of something that you never heard me say it before, people that have been following me for years, they know this. I was going to get charged with mutiny in the military. You know what that is? That means you tried to overthrow your sergeant. Yep, try to do that, it gets you in Leavenworth. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the movie Crimson's Tide right now. If you've seen the movie Crimson's Tide with Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington, they used mutiny in that movie. They was going to charge me with mutiny because I was fighting for the lower enlisted. Little did I know you couldn't do that. Found out the hard way. Got into a lot of trouble behind it. Problem with fighting. But I do have a problem with a person that wanted to pick a fight with me and then going to run to the white man and then lie to the white man about me. And what I do have a problem with is when individuals take their side. I'm going to tell you what I have a problem with. I have a problem with when I'm telling somebody about a problem that I had with a woman of color and they take the woman of color side. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. I have a problem when I can tell somebody and I can talk about something and get a lot of feedback, but as soon as I start telling them about the issues that I had with a woman of color, no feedback. I can talk for 10 minutes, no feedback. If I talk about my experiences with a woman of color and you get mad because you're a piece of shit, period. You don't believe I think that? Find my mother and ask her, piece of shit. I do. I think you're a piece of shit. I think you're a total waste of human body parts. Why? Because you're hating and you have prejudice just like a white person. I've never seen a group of women borrow each other's pain like I've seen women of color. I've never seen it before. I've never seen it. There's a woman that used to be on YouTube named Erica Snowden. She said, the unfortunate of us women of color, we seem to cringe and we crave pain. People, there's no other species on this planet that competes with a piece of trash like the black man. There's no other piece of trash. There's no other species on this planet that is told better because they have better sex. There isn't a lion that says, I want the weak. There isn't a female lion out there that said, I want the weaker lion because I think he has better sex. The best is classified as the best in every other form on this planet except the black man. Every form, every level, everything. A plate is better than a paper plate. It is acknowledged. If you was to say the black man was a plate and a thug was a paper plate, you have a group of idiots saying, well, I like paper plates because you ain't got to wash. They're coming with some narrative as to why the paper plate is better, because the paper plate represents the thug. I had an individual tell me, oh, well, I told an individual, I said, listen, you got to forgive me, but I don't talk to another man's woman. Then I was later told a couple of days later, well, I'm screwing two men. I haven't spoke to that individual since. But I was supposed to still have been interested in an individual that's screwing another woman's husband and another dude. I was supposed to have gotten in line for that. And then what did the individual do? Stand in front of their house and kiss individuals while they were peeking at me. I want you to see me kissing one dude on Wednesday, on Monday, and then kissing another dude on Wednesday. That's what I get. Because I got morals. I was supposed to say, girl, your booty is so big, hey, I'll play whatever game you want me to play. People, I don't need the respect of nobody. I respect myself. I don't need the love from nobody. I love myself. I don't see black men getting love like we should. I see black men being loved eighth or ninth. Oh, I got to do this with this person. Oh, I got to do that with that person. All these things. There are no emphasis on love. But there is love because, a person can't say, black men get on my nerves and black men ain't shit if they have babies by a black man. And from our community, what a black man is told is, take him down in front of the white man. What the black man is heard is told is, all the good black men are either gay or in jail. But yet, stats concerning baby birth is not good with women of color. So why are we being told that we ain't trash? Why is everything being put in front of us? But for some reason, that stat is the worst. I'm not going to allow somebody to treat me last class and then say, well, I want you to love me. I'm not going to allow that, people. As I stated when I first started, my first book release, When Dads Cry. Not Happy Fathers, not Proud Dads, When Dads Cry. I can't get no woman to say, you know what? You're a good man. I don't know why that woman. I'm sorry. My friend Valerie tells me that all the time. I'm sorry. My friend Valerie tells me that all the time. I have never had a woman that met me, was in a relationship with me, and say, you don't cheat. You don't do this. You don't do that. I don't know why your child's mom did that. When it comes to talking about my child's mom, they get silent. I am not going to talk about a black woman. I'm going to back that bitch. That's the way it is. And I want to make things clear. I'm transparent. I don't think nobody loves me. I don't. I'm not gonna allow somebody to say they do. I'm not. You know why? Because I've seen a no good man get loved. I've seen it. I've seen a no good man get put first. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen individuals just come out of jail, get married, and a woman go to hell or high water for them. But an individual would say, an individual, when it comes to me, nope. Nope. That individual, there's something going on with this individual. There's something going on. I don't get that. In the community you guys call black, no good guys have more babies than man of my stature. I had an individual tell me when I brought my house, I'm going to show you around. I'm going to do this and I'm going to. Just gave me a bunch of promises. I got promises. As I tell individuals, and I'm going to leave it like this, and I'm going to get on out of here. I done missed probably 150 to 200. I came over your house to give you some pussy. I done missed about 30 to 50. I called you because I wanted to go to the movies. I miss a lot of stuff. I mean, it's okay. But I see the no good guys, everything seems to be timed and right on. But I just want to be clear, because there are 15-year-old black men out there that's on a way to start their life. The culture in which he has to choose from. You got to understand culture. KRS-One said, when no one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance swoops down like a vulture. The culture of what a black man has to go through, it's the culture. It's a default setting. It is what it is. It's just what my mom had taught me. It's what my dad told me my daughter was going to do, and I told my dad that, no, my daughter loves me. Your daughter will side with her mother. She will transfer her pain to your child, and so it was. This is why, hey, listen, I'm going to definitely end it with this. There's a woman out there named Sister Scheherazade Ali. She wrote the book, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. In that book, Sister Scheherazade Ali said, as I quoted before, the black man and black woman in America have a problem. They don't get along. Before the black man got to advise the solution, he must first understand the cause of the problem. And the cause of the problem is the black woman is out of control. She does not want to submit to her God-given mate, the black man. Her direct and psychological insecurities is the direct breakdown of the black family. Why did I say that? Because this woman, Ayala Zambanzan, I can't pronounce her name right, her and Sister Scheherazade Ali back in the 80s and 90s were battling each other. Miss Banzan was saying, Sister Ali, there's something wrong with this woman. There's something going on. Well, I seen a video that Sister Scheherazade Ali did about 3 or 4 months ago, and now she's quoting things that Sister Ali said. And Miss Sister Ali said, it's about time she got it right. Now, I tried to tell her this back 30 years ago. I tried to tell her all this. Now she's an advocate for it. Now when you look at Sister Ayala Zanvan, I can't pronounce her name. She's got a very beautiful name. I remember her listening, talking to some women of color, and the woman said, she's my sister. And she was asked, the woman was asked, do you have the same mother and father? No. Well, she's not your sister. This woman is now on a crusade to break this thing that Miss Ali was talking about individuals navigating themselves through life and not being critiqued. I love black women, but I'm not going to be stupid enough to allow somebody to put somebody first if I'm not being put first. It's not how that works. It's not how that works. I'm not going to allow somebody to say they love me when I tell them about my hurt and my pain and they don't say nothing. I'm not going to allow somebody to say they love me if I tell them about I don't have a relationship with my daughter and as if I was like a drug dealer or something. I have no support. I've never got support. I had an individual I was dating last year, didn't get that. It's when I talk about the things that Atiyah Bradley and women like her do, it's when my mom thinks she got the fucking audacity to think she's going to tell me about me. And I want to be clear about something. I was paying my mom bills for 3.5 years. A successful son, that's what he does. So when my mom said that to me, I said, you can pay your own shit. It was nice knowing you. Because I want to be clear about something. This thing sent me into depression, and I will protect this perspective and narrative that was given to me by women. I will protect it. I'm not going to be told, not all of us ain't like that. I don't want to hear, but it ain't this one. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear you wrong. I definitely don't want to hear, oh, you're bashing. I don't want to hear these dumb narratives. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear them. Don't want to hear them. I speak nothing but the truth, and I don't lie. And I'm not interested in nothing else. So what I do is what I do is I speak from a perspective to make sure that 15-year-old kids understand. I don't see a bigger enemy in my life. Nobody ever tried to kill me like a woman of color. That's my story, y'all. Like it or not, that's my story. Good in my life, but that is my story. That's mine. But before you say, well, that's just yours, that's thousands. Attitude is something that I'm not interested in. I'm not going to deal with it. That's the start of a demonic attitude to me. I love black women, but the attitude, not interested in it at all, not even a little bit. Hey, listen, I appreciate you guys for listening. Have a good night, y'all.